Oh, Mr. Reddy and ladies and gentlemen, I cannot speak in Telugu, kindly excuse me. This Krishna consciousness movement is very, very old, at least 5,000 years old. And if you take history before that, then it is at least 40 million of years old. This Krishna consciousness was spoken by Krishna before the battlefield of Kurukshetra took place. Krishna instructed the same Bhagavad Gita philosophy to the sun god. He says in the fourth chapter, imam vivasati yogam pratyaman aham abhayam vivasana manave prahu manu ikhakave bravi sakalena yoga nashta paranta. So this transcendental science, bhakti yoga, means to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. This is the simple thing. God is great and we are small. God is Prabhu and we are Anu. We have got the God's quality as part and parcel. Mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta. Krishna says that these jivas, they are my part and parcel. So gold mine and gold earring, both of them are gold, but the quantity of gold in the earring and the quantity of gold in the mine is not the same. This is right understanding. There are two classes of philosophers. One is thinking that I am one with the Supreme, Monism or Brahmalin. And the Vaishnava, they are thinking that we are different from God. That is the fact. And God is great, and we are very, very small, minute, fractional part of God. So, bheda abheda. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarizes that bheda and abheda both. In quality, we are abheda, but in quantity, we are bheda. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is achinta bheda bheda tattva. That is the fact. If I am equal to God and if I am God, then how I have become a dog? So this is a controversial going on, but from Bhagavad Gita, as God explains Himself, He says, matta parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananjaya. He is the Supreme. And in the Brahma Sanghita, described by Lord Brahma, He says, Ishara parama Krishna, Satchidananda vigraha, anadi radi govinda sarvakarna. Krishna also says, the Vedanta says, that the absolute truth is that from where everything emanates. Janmadasya jataha. And Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajante maam buddha bhava samadhi. So, we are to follow Mahajan because we are teeny living entities. We cannot speculate. This is nonsense. Speculation is nonsense. Manthas kuti satavasa sampragamma vayurathapi manasu. If we speculate, we shall never reach the absolute truth. That is not true. Because our power is very limited. How long I shall speculate? This is called kupamandukanna. Just like a frog in the well is informed by his friend. And my dear friend, Mr. Frog, or Dr. Frog, I have seen a big, vast mass of water, Atlantic Ocean. The frog, he has never seen the Atlantic Ocean. She is speculating. Atlantic Ocean, the well is 3 feet around, it may be 4 feet. No, it is very high, 5 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet. So how long he will speculate? There is no comparison. Similarly, the greatness of God, we cannot speculate. That is not possible. In the Brahma Sangita, it is stated, jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. The Brahma. There are millions of Brahma and millions of Brahmanda. And they are coming with the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Vishnu Mahanasa Yajasya Kala Viseso. That Vishnu Mahavishnu, who is breathing millions of Brahmandas and Brahmas during the breathing period, such Mahavishnu is also Amsa Kala. Sangsa and then part of Sangsa. The Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaho. So it is not possible to understand the nature of God or Krishna by our teeny speculation. It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna comes down to explain himself. Jadajadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bhārat. This is dharmasya glani, godlessness. This is called dharma. Everyone is dependent. The modern civilization, especially in the Kali Yuga, everyone is dependent, but he is thinking that he is independent. That is the folly. He is minute to minute, step to step, he is completely dependent. But still he is thinking independent, he is speculating independently, to understand what is God. So, especially, mandas mandamatayo, mandabhagya. This Kali Yuga, they are very slow or bad, manda, and sumandamatayo, and they accept some ism, sumandamatayo, and create some mat, matabadi. But this will not help us. We must know that we are dependent. We are dependent on the laws of material nature, and the material nature is working under the direction of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa charasaram hetunani na kauntiya jagat bhi parivarte. These things are there. Unfortunately, we do not take care of it. Bhagavad Gita, I think, throughout the whole world, at least in India, in every house, every home, there is Bhagavad Gita. But we do not understand Krishna. This is our misfortune. This is our misfortune. This is dharma saglani. The Krishna explaining, this Hastra explaining that Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam, but you do not understand. This is due to misfortune, mandavagya, upadruta. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is a teeny little attempt to convince people that you are searching after God. Take, here is God, Krishna. Take his address. Take his father's name, take his mother's name. Why you are searching? Here is God. This is our mission. So we haven't got to manufacture anything. Because every information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has explained. What is Krishna, he has explained. And Krishna has explained. Then what is the difficulty to understand God? There is no difficulty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, we are carrying out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that people are suffering for lack of God consciousness. So preach God consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, especially to the Indians, he says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. Bharat bhumi, those who are born in India, their business is to do welfare activities throughout the whole world, because the whole world is in darkness about understanding the Supreme Person with whom we have got very intimate relationship. Because we are part and parcel. Just like your son is part and parcel of your body, somehow or other, if he forgets and goes out of home, you are anxious to see that your son comes back. A son may have become mad. So similarly, Krishna, he is the son of, Krishna is the father of all living entities. Sarva yonishu kaunteya, sambhavanti mur, ahanga bijapada pita, I am the seed being father. So Krishna is very, very anxious to take us back to home, back to God. This is Krishna's desire. Therefore he comes personally. He sends his representative. He leaves behind him Bhagavad Gita. So we can take advantage and go back to home, back to God. That is our real happiness. Any man who is wandering in the foreign countries without any shelter, without any security, his happiness is when he goes back to home, back to God. So we living entities, we are here in this material world, we are loitering in different bodies. Tatha dehantara prapti. Now I am Indian or American. I am very great leader, Indian leader, American. Next moment I may become a dog or cat. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti is absolute. There is no question of karmala daiva netrena jantara deha bhavati. As we are working, creating a mentality, just like if I am infecting some disease, then I have to suffer from that disease. Similarly, this material world is consisting of three modes of nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun and mixed. So we are infecting according to our activities. The first class position is to become a qualified brahmana, sama-dama, sattam, saucam, titikkhar, javam, Jnanam Vijnanam Asikram Brahma Karma Sabha. So that is the best quality. And next the Kshatriya quality, next the Vaishya quality, Chatvarnam Maya system. So according to the infection of different qualities, we are preparing the next body. Karmana Daivanatana, this is karma. You work as a Brahmana, you work as a Kshatriya, Sakarma, according to your capacity, quality. Chatvarnam guna, this guna as we are associating with the qualities and acting, then we are creating a body next life. So next life, tatha dehantara prapti, as we pass from one form of body within this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to old age. Krishna begins his instruction with this point, that we must know what we are. We are not this body. If we remain in the bodily concepts of I, then we are no better than cats and dogs. Saiva gokhat. Jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disibhoma injadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karasichi janesu avigyesu saiva gokhat. So, India especially, we have got so much advantages. So many Vedic literatures, instruction by Krishna, instruction by Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami. So we can very easily make our life perfect. In other countries they cannot. They haven't got the advantage. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that those who are born in India, special privilege, they should take advantage of this infallible experience of the great sages, saintly persons, even by God personally. Why you should neglect this? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said that make your life perfect. Take very seriously the instruction of the Vedic literature and understand the position and preach this cult all over the world. That is Paropaka. Not that I have understood that I am not this body, aham brahmasmi. No, you preach how you are brahmasmi, how you can remain in the Brahma platform. Simply understanding will not do, theoretical. Jnanam vijnanam. This theoretical knowledge is good, but there must be practical application. Then it is, that in it will stand. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti labhate para. That means simply to understand that I am Brahma will not endure. You must keep yourself as Brahma in the Brahma platform. And what is that? Madhvakti lavati para. You must act as a Brahma. That is Madhvakti, Krishna said. And in another place Krishna says, Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate Sagunana samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. That is, after brahma state, brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavan iti sabda, the absolute truth. So, if you simply come to the brahma state, parampada, that will not endure. There is every chance of falling down. Just like you go in the sky, 18,000 miles per hour, and so on, so on. Just like these people are trying to go to the moon planet. If you get shelter in moon planet or any other planet, then you will be able to stay, otherwise come back again. They are coming back. They are going, it is well advertised, they are going to the moon planet. Then why they are coming back? Why you should come back? So the idea is that simply in the Brahma impersonal state, just like sky, nirvishesh, you can go 18 miles speed, 18,000 miles speed, but if you don't get a shelter, then you'll have to come back again. This is the risk. So you must get shelter. So the Bhagavad therefore advises, the arujya krichena paranga padanga tata patanti adha anadita jusmadangraya. You can go very high in the sky, but if you don't get any shelter in any other planet, similarly, you can make your spiritual progress, understanding of Brahma, but if you do not get any shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, then you'll fall down. That is a fact we have seen. Many sannyasis, they give up this material world, that Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Then after some years, he comes down again, this Mithya Jagat, to open his schools and hospitals. And if this world is Mithya, then why you are interested in these schools and hospitals? That means they could not get any Brahma realization. They again come to test. So therefore Shastra says, arujya krichena parampada. One can rise up to the parampada, Brahma pada. But patanti tatha. Arujya krichena parampada tatha patanti adha. Adha means this material world. Why? Anadita jusmadangraya. They could not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme, Brahmanaham Pratishtha, Najasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanna Koti. Brahma is the rays of the body of Krishna. Just like the sunshine is the rays of the sun god, the sun planet. So, unless we come to the point of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, our life is imperfect. Therefore, Krishna comes, he says ultimately that, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, I am giving you the most confidential knowledge. What is that? Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ sarva. This is most confidential. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is the same, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna demanded that sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, but the duṣkṛtinā mūḍhā naradhamā, they could not understand it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again as a devotee of Krishna to teach how to take shelter of Krishna's lotus. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that his mission is, especially to the Indians, those who are born in India, that Amaragai Guru Haiya Taro Aides. This instruction was given in South India when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India. So many people he was attracted. And sir, take me with you, sir, take me with you. He traveled in the villages, very extensively, especially he traveled in South India. So at that time this instruction was given to some South Indian Brahmin. My dear sir, better stay here. Don't come with me. You try to preach my philosophy. You haven't got to come with me. So he said, Amaragai Guru. Why you want to come with me? My mission is this. If you want to help me, then you become a guru under my instruction. You become a guru. Sir, I have no education. I am not a Brahmin. I am this. How can I become guru? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaragai Guru Haiya Taro Aides, where you are living. You just try to deliver them. But you become a guru. How I shall become? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Simply you instruct what Krishna has said, that's all. Then you become guru. You don't require any other person. No, I am not a Brahmin, I am Shudra, I am this. That is also all right. Because he said to Ramanandra, when he was Shudra, he was talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was very learned devotee. So he was feeling hesitation, and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from very high grade Brahmana, and he is sannyas, his position is very exalted, I am a Shudra. How I can advise him? He was questioning and Ramananda I was answering. So the answer giver is in superior position, so he hesitated. So while he was hesitating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, kiba sudra kiba vipra nasikane na jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru. He said, it doesn't matter whether you are a brahmana or a sudra, or these are all bodily conception of life. You become above the bodily conception of life. You simply try to understand Krishna, jai krishna tattva vetta. To understand Krishna is not so easy thing. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatama visiddhyanam kaschid vet. It is not so easy, but it can be very easy, provided we take this bhakti marga. Bhaktyamama vijanati. Javana jaschami tattva. Very easy. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji magnamasku. Four things. Always think of me, Krishna says. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. You can think of Krishna. What is the difficult? It doesn't require that you have to pass your PhD examination, then you can think of Krishna. No. Anyone, even a child can think. Manmana. And who can concentrate on Krishna unless he is a devotee? So manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji, worship me, magnamaskuru. By executing these four principles of life, you will come back to me. Mami vaishyasi asangshaya, without any doubt. So it is not at all difficult. Had it been difficult, I am collecting my disciples through the whole world, and we condemn them according to our, they are mlechhas javanas. Maybe they are mlechhas javanas. As Sukadeva Goswami said, that even mrecha javanas, they can be purified. Kirata hunandra pulinda pukkasa abhira sumbha javana khasada jennecha papa jadupa shreya shreya siddhanti. They can become purified by Krishna consciousness. So we are suffering in this material world on account of forgetting Krishna. This is the root cause. Forgetting Krishna. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father of everyone. And we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten our father. This is the disease. So, in order to cure this disease, to awaken them to Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity in the world. Paropokar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that. Janma sarthak kore karo paropoka. India's mission is not that you colonize in other country and exploit them and bring money and become a lord. No. India's mission is how to revive Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. That is India's mission. Revive Krishna. Revive your Krishna consciousness. Be fixed up in Krishna. And then distribute this knowledge. This is Indian mission. So, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted this missionary work to everyone. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo. So there is good field for Krishna consciousness. They want it. They're reading our Krishna conscious books very nicely. We are selling not less than 100,000 worth books daily they are purchasing. So I wish that in India as people should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, and we, every one of you, should become Krishna consciousness and go to the outside countries and preach this Krishna consciousness means Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness, you haven't got to manufacture something by your fertile brain, speculative. That is useless, nonsense. Simply you take what Krishna has said and preach it, you become a guru and you deliver the whole world. Thank you very much.